And from the lips of Dr. Robert Livernois, just a couple minutes ago on our 250th anniversary, as the United States prepares to celebrate this 250th anniversary of our founding next month, Fifth Third Bank is marking a milestone of its own. For 168 years, Fifth Third has helped Americans buy homes, start businesses, build communities, and plan for what comes next, serving as a catalyst for economic growth through some of the most consequential chapters in the nation's history. And in fact, Steve Davis, the region president for Michigan at Fifth Third Bank, is here at this DEC event, and it's nice to have you sitting across from us.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
Everything seems to be going well. You had the Fifth Third chairman and CEO, Tim Spence, alongside the board of directors and others, ringing the opening bell in the New York Stock Exchange just days ago. What is it, the 12th of June? And here we go. And you've taken over Comerica, and you've grown, and you've done a lot of things.
The ringing the bell will always be a trivia question the same day that the SpaceX IPO happened. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll always be remembered.
That's an interesting one.
Yes. Yes, it is. But how are things going for you at Fifth Third? Obviously going pretty well.
Things are going great. Things are going great. A lot to be excited about. We are still in a very busy time getting ready for customer day one, which will be Labor Day weekend. And that's when all of the legacy Comerica customers will transition onto Fifth Third platforms, and the changes in the banking centers, et cetera. But overall, yeah, I'm super excited. I think that there is so much positive going on. It's a great time for us.
Fifth Third is a bank that's long on innovation, as long as its history, since 1858, helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities grow through smart financial services that improve lives. And isn't it funny? All of the incredibly good things that Fifth Third Bank has done, mm-hmm. One of the biggest questions I'm guessing you get is, when does Comerica Park get renamed Fifth Third Park? Am I right or wrong about that?
It is always one of my top three questions.
What are the other two?
The first question is usually, are you okay? And they ask that is,
well,
like,
nice.
like, how are you doing? How are you feeling about
right,
it? Is
right.
it a good thing in your mind, et cetera?
Yeah.
The second one is generally some variation of, how am I doing? So they want to know, is my branch still going to be there? Are you going to treat my business differently? Do
right?
I have the same team helping me? And then the third question is always, hey, about that ballpark, when am I going to end? And in a way, it's incredibly flattering for me. It's one of the longest tenured ballparks out there in terms of naming rights.
Is it really?
26 years this year.
Wow.
And I never fully appreciated how big of a deal it is with the community, the name. It matters to them a lot. So I'm excited. I think, to answer your question, though, we will probably have some kind of a reveal before the end of the season. My guess is, August, September at the latest. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about it. We've got, five more years on our current deal. That takes us to 2034.
You're assuming the Comerica deal because you
correct.
Assumed Comerica.
Correct. 100%.
So you didn't have to step up and come up with a big boatload of more money, but you did have to come up with a boatload of money.
Well, we have to come up with a boatload every year for it, but
I mean, it's not cheap.
No, it's not. It's not cheap, but it's...
Is it worth it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. There's a lot of people that didn't know the Comerica name that know it because of Comerica Park. And,
right.
And in Michigan, obviously, we've been in Michigan for 177 years now. So that's really well known. And a lot of the other markets that we're in didn't have the brand recognition. And so the ballpark was really, really good for us.
Yeah.
We have one more five-year extension on our deal that takes us to 2039. That'll be a great deal for Fifth Third. It'll be really good exposure, and obviously I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, well, we're excited for you. Anything else we should know before we let you go, Steve Davis?
No, we just heard from Diane Swonk. I think she did a terrific job. And generally speaking, the economy is in pretty good shape, although it's uneven. But my customers on average are generally pretty optimistic about the back half of the year.
I'm glad that you mentioned Diane Swonk, and I'm glad that it went well.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
gave a good,
yeah.
positive speech.
She does a nice job.
Here's a note I didn't see before, but I'm going to ask it now because I assumed it was going to be Fifth Third Park. Is there a, or Fifth Third Bank Park or something like that? Is there consideration of another name?
We have thought through a lot of names, and they've, you know, we got really smart marketing people. I think we are galvanizing around a name, and I would expect something in the next, you know.
You're going to pay that kind of bread. You want to make sure they know who's paying that kind of money.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And it is Fifth Third Bank.
It is Fifth Third Bank. That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be the name. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But you do whatever you want, Steve, and I know you will.
We will. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, as always.
As it's our pleasure, Steve Davis, Regional President, Michigan, Fifth Third Bank, here in Focus on WJR. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We continue here at 1:45.